I got something for your mind, body, and soul. I got something for your mind, body, and soul.
Bystander Podcast. Now here's your host with the most, Tiny Tim.
On love, or would you die? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm so tech-tarded. I can't. My phone's telling me you're in the room. My computer, I can't find you on. And then my Gmail is not coming up on my computer, but it was on my phone. And I was in this meeting that had the same invite, and I had set up my pre-intro and all that. I was jamming to some tunes of yours, and then the phone clicks. I'm like, where the hell is he? And I'm just like that all over the computer.
Well, I had to go get on the iPhone because I told you my thing wasn't working on my computer, because I went to go and I went, oh, shit. Yeah, I still got to get back with Xfinity today and go all through all that, because my Mac and my laptop won't let me access my mail. So I couldn't click on your thing. So I went, oh, but it works on my iPhone.
Yeah, and the color on your iPhone, or the clarity on the camera, is so much better too.
Oh, that's good.
It's ridiculous. Well, maybe you're just having a shiny day.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh. Good.
Anyway, how are you other than technical crapola?
I'm pretty well. I think I'm heart healthy and moving.
Good. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Hanging in there, staying cool. Got all the fans going.
Yeah. Hey, you get some new ink? Right here?
Not. Well, maybe. Has it been a year?
It's been at least a year since we wrapped.
Maybe it did since about a little right after that. Because it seems like it's been a long time now. But yeah, I think I had the birds on the side, but I think I had the olive branch thing put in there right after that. It's been almost a year. So maybe it was right after I was at Bainbridge. So I guess it is new, kinda.
New to me. What's good, Podcastville? I'm sitting here talking to Leroy Bell, my favorite artist by far, coming to the island next Wednesday. Going to have a concert at Battle Point Park. I'm looking forward to having you out here. What's new and good with you?
Hey, man, just all kinds of things. Working on a new tune that I've got a little frustrated with in the last week or so. Just, you know, when I write a song and I start to record it, I got my own little home studio. Sometimes a song you envision in your head turns out, once you start to record it, turns out totally different. And sometimes it can go through four or five different changes. I mean, like life changes. Mm-hmm. To where the song is completely different from the way you envisioned it originally. And which isn't a bad idea. And a lot of times it just gets better. But I have a tendency, and my son gets on me, I'll get to a point of working on it so long to where I don't like it anymore.
You don't take the time to walk away and then come back?
Yeah, either I walk away and then I don't come back. I just move on to another song. But this one has been worth the effort, and so I'm sticking to it. And I hope to have it finished here in the next week or so.
And if I remember correctly, your process is to write the lyrics prior to the music, correct?
No, I kind of do a little bit of both. I kind of do the music, and I usually have an idea of the lyrics, but I don't flush it out. Yeah, and I kind of flush them out as I go, kind of. And then I really, after I've kind of zeroed it in a little bit more, then I'll really kind of get down and dig into the lyrics to really flush out how I'm going to say what I want to say and how it'll work with the music. And and so this one, it's a thing I'm calling Don't Let Them Break You. And so I'm hoping to have this out and try to release it here in the next month, you know, online and stuff.
If I Should Die Tonight, is that a new tune by you? Or is that an old one you've just been saving in your pocket?
Yeah, it's semi-new. It's on the last record.
Okay. America? Yeah. Or?
No, not the one I did with GE. It's on the one, When That Fire Rolls Around.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's a fun, it's a really a fun song to play live. We love playing that live.
How'd the album turn out with GE? It's been 2 years already, which is blows mind.
Yeah. Yeah. It, it turned out really well. We were really happy with it. Unfortunately, the timing of the whole thing wasn't great, but, just because the pandemic hit right then, just all these, unforeseen, you know,
but it's
elements.
Such a story just of our times, you know?
It yeah. Just it just getting all repeated. Kind of, yeah, it just collided, you know, and, kind of blew us out of the water, but, it was still a very, a successful effort on both our parts, and made a good friend, and we enjoyed making it. And who knows, something else. And I'm doing a couple of the songs regularly off the record, America and When I Close My Eyes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And people, if you do not have that album, get it. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he's like, I'm buying that on Amazon right now.
Oh, great.
Some cat that just moved out here. But I was trying to figure out what the best financial way is to buy music from artists nowadays. I know streaming is such a shit show. How does the most money get in your pocket from consumer purchasing?
You know, I don't really know that anymore. It's hard for me to keep up with all that as well. Most people, when they buy it online, from what I understand, is through either Apple Music or, you know, I don't really know. I don't really know how that works anymore, because it used to always be, you know, I'm so old school that, you know, we would sell them at the shows and stuff, but we had the CDs, and now everybody.
Nobody wants
who
the
has
CD.
A CD.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you get the, he goes, who has a CD? What's that? You know, right. or a CD player, you know.
Well, Miles is a little older than Vincenzo is, but you know, he has no idea what the floppy disk is, the 8-track, the cassette tape, the
I mean
DVD.
He's heard of them, but yeah, but it's all yeah, it's like ancient history, you know.
Right. Instead of a pacifier, he grew up with an iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
How is Miles?
Yeah. He's doing great. He's living in Brooklyn and loving it out there. He's been working out there. He just went to
he traveled somewhere, didn't he?
Pardon?
He traveled somewhere far, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, he lives there now, but he just came back from Mexico City.
That's
with
it.
A buddy of his, workmate, that he went out to visit his family out there and had a real good time for about a week. And just back. He said it was so funny going to Mexico. He said he never thought he'd be going to somewhere where it's going to actually be cooler weather. Because it had been like 95 in New York for like the past week, and he went to Mexico City and it was like 85.
Nice. I love New York too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You got kind of a light tour schedule this summer. What's that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. It just a few things had canceled, and it just got real light. But you know, I'm letting that work in my favor and just kind of working on more new material since I've got a little bit more time. Because usually summer, I can't really, I don't get to write as much just because we're working all the time. Mm-hmm. And since we haven't been working as much, it's been good for me to get some more things that I hope to get released. So I'm letting that work in that way. Miss playing is, you know, because I love to play, but it's, if you're playing all the time, you don't get to really write.
Right. It's very difficult. Much. It's like a comedian out on the circuit. Got to sit down and write.
Yeah, you come up with ideas, but you can't really flush them out because you don't have the time.
That's why it's important to record your shows, right? And look back and say, oh, yeah, I was thinking this when I was doing that.
Right.
The band all still together? Terry and
Ben
and Jason?
Yep.
Game.
And sometimes we have Daniel when we're lucky with us, and he was with us in the last couple of shows. I'm not sure if he's on the Bayman show or not. But yeah.
Is he a keyboardist?
It'll be great. Yes.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
I was struck by Jason's guitar ability. Jason Cameron, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
And then bust out the only instrument I thought I ever could play, the harmonica, until I saw him. Gosh, what an incredible harmonica What do you call it? Harmonicist?
Yeah,
what's the term? Pardon? What's the term for somebody that plays a harmonica?
I call him a harmonica player.
There we go.
I don't know if there's a harmonic. Yeah, I don't know.
Right, because you're a guitarist, question. A vocalist.
Yeah. Guitarist, vocalist, harmonist? No.
That doesn't sound
harmonica
right.
Harmonica player. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I was wondering if you needed somebody to play the triangle, because that's my capabilities.
The triangle. I remember the triangle.
I can do it
once. I used
once.
To play that in high school band. Ding, 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 ding,
too
ding.
Too funny. Yeah, he did. Of course he did. And Miles was playing for a little bit, but he phased that out pretty quick, yeah. Right?
Yeah, he was playing trombone in the jazz band for a while. But he did it. He did it mainly because I
forced him. I know.
Pressured him. And then as soon as he didn't have to anymore, he kind of went, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. That's our kids for us. They want to play. Yeah. But that's them making their own path, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine.
And we want to teach independence. Hey, though this one song, A Change Is Coming, beautiful song, really old song, one of my favorites.
Thank you.
You sent me a remix of that. Tell me a little bit of that, about that and how that came, that you redid that song.
Well, we did that when I got, I was on the X Factor, you know, when I was doing that in, I believe, 2011 or 12, 11. And when the show ended, we got a call from Sahara's people, who was a huge artist there in South Africa at the time. And she's still huge there now. But they wanted to have me come out there and do a show with her, because the show was really big and they really liked me there. And it was kind of news to me, you know. It's funny when you do a television show, because you played in, especially that the X Factor, it was in like 100 different countries around the world. And so it was kind of wild to be
plucked out
sought after in another country, you know. And so we flew out and we did a show there, which was a whole lot of fun. She was a great artist. And we did that show and we played Change Is Coming. And afterwards, you know, I do a little singing thing, and we got off stage and that was the end of the song, and the crowd kept singing the line. And so they basically brought us back on stage. And afterwards, one of the big promoters there, DJ Zabu was his name, asked if he could do a remix on it. And I said, yeah, go ahead. And then he did that remix and it was great. And so then the remix went to like number one there in South Africa.
Can I play a little bit of that for the audience?
Yeah. Yeah.
That coming through on your end?
Yeah, I hear it.
Tribal drums.
I hear it a little bit, but I'm not hearing it all the way. I hear it just a tiny bit.
Let's jack it up.
Yeah, I love the way he did the... He really did a cool remix of it.
That's my guy.
I get lost and I can't find home. I look around for familiar faces. I get blinded by the empty spaces.
With that,
yeah, I really like that. I was really surprised when they sent it to me. I was like, wow, that's really cool. Never would have thought of that.
You've had a few people redo some of your songs, correct? Or sample it? I know Biggie sampled a little bit of yours.
I had, let's see, it was P. Diddy when he was doing, when he was P. Diddy and he was doing Biggie Smalls. They used Living Up Friday Night, part of that.
That's, and that then, still holds up. You, Casey and Bell, if you're not familiar with that song, 1978, American Bandstand, Dick Clark, the whole shebang. Yeah. I remember that song as a kid.
Oh, good.
I feel like we're close to the same age, but then we're not.
No, no, I'm older than you.
Yeah, you're 70 this year, 71?
I'll be 71.
Yeah, 56 this year. You look great, man. Okay. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's all that you gym work.
The other one was, I think, J-Lo. They sampled, whoever was producing her at the time, I don't recall, but they had sampled something as well. But it was from some earlier thing, and I don't remember what it was. But so there's been a few samples.
That used to be the fun thing to do, is go in there and check out all the 45s in the record shops.
Yeah.
And then get a little something off some obscure song. But then that music plagiarism started to happen.
Well, they had to, you know, and they can still do it. It's just that now they have to pay.
Yeah. Or ask permission, right?
You have to have permission to. You can't just do it. Yeah.
All right. So America was a success in all aspects for you? For the situation? I mean.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I loved it. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's very, very bluesy, very soulful, very Americana. It's got a great sound. I love it. And shout out to Matthias, who... my friend just moved back to Sweden. I turned him on to you, and he has a beautiful blended family, and the whole family just love that album and play it all the time. So I want to give him props for being a Bell fan.
Yeah. Yeah, in Sweden. I need to go to Sweden one day.
Hey, Matthias, book my guy.
Yes. Give me a gig.
Yeah. How are you spending your time now that masks are off and back in the gym? And what else are you doing?
Back in the gym and I'm looking out here outside right now, realizing I got to mow the lawn in the back because it's nothing but dandelions coming up right now because, you know, they haven't been watering or anything. So everything's kind of turning brown. Mm-hmm. But just doing that and trying to, stay in shape, but I've been riding my my little Vespa around.
Vespa,
not too.
Is that a lot of fun? Do you have a million mirrors on the sides?
No. Yeah, aren't those cool though?
They Italian
like,
style.
Like 40 mirrors on the side. They look like
Well, you got.
No,
see...
I just got the breaker.
Yeah, is that a lot of fun?
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I got one of those rad power bikes now, and I love it so much.
Oh yeah. It's just fun to be out in the wind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Not have to pay for a convertible.
Yes, exactly. In fact, a buddy of mine, when I go to lunch, he says, "I see you brought the convertible." And then for a minute I went, oh, and then he says, yes, because I'm on the bike.
What kind of convertible was GE driving when, because that was his car in the music video?
That was actually his wife's car. But yeah, it was an old... because I used to have one many, many years ago. All of a sudden my brain is blanking.
That's not important.
Italian.
It's killing you now, huh?
Yes, but it'll come out in a minute.
Yeah, or Wednesday.
We can move on in it. I'll just blurt it out in the middle of a conversation when it hits me.
Working on new music. You got a couple of shows over the summer. What are your plans for the fall and winter?
I don't know yet. We'll see what the shows end up like. But, just working on new music. I really, it's time to have some new music out there. And it's been a couple of years now, a little bit more. without new music, and I'm feeling the itch.
Yeah, America. That, America was written and done in 20, right?
Yep.
So yeah, it's 2022. Yeah, you're 2 years.
You get... 22. It's been 2 years now. So yeah, definitely want to get to that.
Is GE have any interest in doing a short tour now that things have started to open up?
You know, I haven't talked to him recently. I should ask him. I know he's keeping pretty busy. He plays with a band out on the East Coast called the Masters of the Telecaster. And it's him and a couple of other famous guys that play Telecasters. And they have a band, and they do covers and stuff like that. But, you know, they're real good players. They're all playing Telecasters, and they're really good.
And that's a type of guitar?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a Telecaster, but I usually play one.
Did you guys ever have some, like, backroom guitar offs where you just kind of went after each other for a minute?
No. He's too good. He's way above my league in the guitar playing arena.
I don't know. You guys compliment each other a lot.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm more of a songwriter. He's a technical whiz at playing that guitar.
That's why he's a band leader, right?
Yep.
Jason's pretty good on guitar, too. I was quite impressed. Oh, yeah. No. Where did you find that? That guy.
They're different styles, but they're very, very, both of them are very, very good.
Where did Jason come from?
Jason comes from the Midwest.
And how did you guys hook up?
He's been out here for about 10, 20 years, but I'd never heard of him. We did a show with, I'm trying to remember his name, the keyboard player from that was with Prince for a while. And, Jason knew him because Jason had played in a band with him back in Minneapolis. And, Jason knew Prince too, had played around in the same, with the same people. And, he was with this guy. We did a little show with him, and I heard Jason. I was like, who is this dude? He's really good. And I thought he was from out of town, and then I found out he lives here. So I said, Terry, get his number, you know, and then we got his number, and then from the rest is history, you know.
Awesome.
So we all got along well, and it's a lot of fun.
And Ben Smith, your drummer, used to be the drummer of Heart. How did you guys hook up with him?
Yeah. I've known Ben for a long time, but just in passing, you know, I knew he played with Heart and the Love Mongers and many other people, and I would just see him on and off time. Hey, how you doing? And then when we needed a drummer, Terry said, I'd call Ben. I don't think he's working right now. And I was like, Ben Smith? Wow, okay. And because I always wanted to play with him, but, you know, I'd known him and I liked the guy, but I never had the chance to play with him. And then all the stars aligned, and we were both in the right place at the right time and hooked up, and bam, it happened.
Perfect.
And it was great because Dan's a lovely guy and a great drummer.
What can people expect at Battle Point Park Wednesday from you guys?
They can expect a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of music, and a whole lot of love.
I love it. Got something for
that's,
your mind,
that's all
body,
we can
and
bring.
Soul. Yep.
Yeah. We want to invite everybody out for a good time. We always have a great time when we come to Bainbridge, so I don't see why that would change.
I just
want more people.
I mean, I don't know how long ago it was, but it was quite some time ago. I was new to Bainbridge, and we're down in Linwood Center, and there was a little music festival going on, and I had no intention of hanging out and listening to music whatsoever, but you just drew me in, and I'm like, I can't believe this cat is playing right here on Bainbridge Island, and I had no idea of your history.
Oh, wow.
Whatsoever.
I didn't know that. That's how you saw us. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that before.
No, it was so beautiful, and I just... Hey, wifey, you want to dance? and it's not the 80s where I'm bopping and breaking anymore. Spinning on my head or slow dancing at the high school dance. I don't even think kids dance at high school dances or have them anymore.
Do they? I have no idea. Yeah, you got me on that one.
Yeah, you sucked me in, and I've been a fan ever since.
That's great.
And being a friend makes it even more special now.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. Look forward to it. Like we were saying, like when we were talking earlier, texting, like it's been a whole year.
Yeah, it's
been
crazy.
A year since we like did this. Man, time flies.
I mean, it's what I think a year and a half ago is when Triple Door opened up again, and you were like the first act back there.
Right. Yep.
I worry about that place now because of what's going on in Seattle, and just have you have to step over the homeless on Third.
Oh gosh, area. It's kind of scary right there. I mean, I know Seattle still got other things going on, but that whole downtown situation there is it's a little scary.
The buses
for me because I walked down. In fact, when I was playing there, and I was walking around, and I went down to grab a coffee or something after we were setting up, you know, and I don't know the whole downtown because I used to go downtown all the time years ago. And then I happened to turn on to Third and went, what the, you know, you're right. Actually stepping over people that were just kind of nodding out. And I was like, wow, it's like I stepped into another universe.
Yeah. And the tents down off Western and I want to say we're getting closer to going in the direction of a world-class city, but we definitely have some issues, you know, after Chop and Chaz and COVID and all the drug abuse. And what sucks is the drugs are getting cheaper and more dangerous with the fentanyl and the heroin. And man, I want my town back. I mean, Sneaker City went out of business. You know, that's probably been there our entire life.
A lot of these places they can't stay in business and nobody wants to walk down there.
Oh, and people were just breaking out the windows and taking whatever they want. And there's no police activity down there. And nobody wants to be a police officer in Seattle any longer. Mm-hmm. And the idea of a police officer and a mental health person coming out to the street, you know, they don't feel safe as an officer.
No. You know, but I don't, you know, there's not any one solution to that. The problem is that, you know, one of the things that I think is bad is that Seattle is we have a lot of rich people.
Yes.
There's a lot of wealth here. I mean, you got Microsoft, you've got Bezos, you've got all this, and we've got this kind of a problem. Something isn't right there.
Well, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah, that's just not right. You know, I mean, I hate to be the one to go, well, they got it, but, you know, there shouldn't be that level of homelessness and that level of poor people when you have that kind of money.
Yeah, there's just no empathy.
That's not right. That's just not right. Yeah. You know, now I couldn't tell you what the solutions are and how to go about fixing it, but I just know that the inequality is just not right.
Right. And affordable housing. I mean, that's a big part of it. There's no transitional housing. There's no real subsidized housing. I mean, I had a rent control apartment down in Seattle for 15 years, you know, back in the day. And I was appreciative of it. And that's kind of where I came up. Yeah, I need that support. And I don't know how to give that support to anybody else.
Because you can't, I mean, obviously, there's no 100% solution to everything because you can't help every homeless person because there's always going to be somebody. But to the level that it is right now, that's not right.
Should be unacceptable. Yeah. It should be a high priority.
Yep. All right. Anyway, off of that subject.
Let's listen to some more music and bring this back up. What should we listen to? Wouldn't it be heaven? How about that?
Okay.
Here we go.
What makes a turn of back and walk away when they used to be so close? Why does she suddenly feel the strain? Why do
day after day.
You got range.
Thanks.
I know you got to go. Got to get to that gym, that 11 o'clock
yeah,
start.
Yeah, I got it.
And I can't be giving your music away for free on this show. Go out and and get, buy it all, the whole caboodle. Tell people your website.
Yeah, it's leroybell.com. Come on, check it out and see what we're going to be playing next. We'll be at Bainbridge Island next week on Wednesday. And I hope to see all your smiling faces out there. And I think we have a couple other good shows coming up at the end of the month. But if they go to the website, they can find out. I think one is Cedar Woolley. There's a big dance thing that we play out there. Every year or so, and that's a whole lot of fun. Just a couple other good ones. But, yeah, go to leroybell.com, and it should have them all listed there.
All right. I appreciate your time so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Timothy.
It's always good to see you.
Yeah, you as well.
Send my best to the family, and I look forward to seeing you Wednesday. And if you come out early, lunch is on me.
All right.
I got you.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll see you there for sure. All right.
I'm going to play one more song for Podcastville. You've been listening to the Bystander Podcast. Be kind, Leroy. Thank you much.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace. Be good.
All right. Be well.
What do I want to play here? And what should we play for the kids?
Got to give candy to the kids.
Yes. Let's go. Yeah. Bring the gun.
When
show.
I was young, I used to dream of being a star. All the crazy women loved that rock and roll. I didn't think about school or anything.
I love that jam.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
Yeah, it's got everything in it, to the guitars, the piano.
Yeah.
Just the fun beat, but yet, you know.
It just rocks out, yeah.
Well, Don't Die on Stage Wednesday, okay? I don't want that song to be apropos.
Yeah, exactly. I won't.
I'll see you soon. Love you.
I'll try not. Yeah, all right, man. I'll see you next Wednesday.
I look forward to it. Peace. Today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Canary. The bird has landed on beautiful Bainbridge Island, conveniently located at 499 Madison Avenue. ASE Master Technician Clint Ramsey brings over 15 years of experience, award-winning diagnostic skill, and a desire to reinvent the automotive repair experience. Schedule an appointment online at bluecanary.biz or call them today at 206-451-4220.